and welcome everyone to the Retro Daddy Podcast. This is episode number 2. So I thought I would talk about the private label business today. I have been in retailing for over 30 years and have had several different experiences with private label. And most recently, I was able to speak with and have a phone conversation with a top 20 seller from Amazon. He specializes in outdoor furniture, fire pits, smalls, as in little things that you stick in the ground and they twirl around outside. What else? He also does like pool tables, like really big things, things that people don't ordinarily want to deal with because they're just too big. But he has over 5,000 SKUs. And I found it very interesting after talking to him how he was more of a logistics guy. It wasn't so much about getting married to your product. It's if the red umbrella stops selling one year, they just change it to teal. If the teal umbrella stops, they just keep evolving. Out with the old, in with the new, and just keeps evolving. Some things he did say, like sell year in and year out, but usually they all come in waves. And you just need to not get so emotionally tied to one particular item or color or style and just keep evolving. I found that really interesting because I think so many times you just get so like you're invested in your product. Right now I have 4 SKUs with a private label or private label name on them, and 2 of the sizes are dogs. They just don't sell. So I'm liquidating those, and then we will buy the larger sizes that do sell. But I was really, it was a lesson that I learned after talking to him, how very true it is to just like keep evolving. So I think the main thing with private label is developing relationships with your factory. And once you do find something that you're interested in, and right now China is evolving with the United States and going through challenges with tariffs and all this other stuff. And I do think that they want to do business with the U.S. And once you develop a relationship with a factory, it's really, really, really important just to keep coddling that, because I don't know exactly how much say they actually have, that person you're dealing with, in it. And what they're selling, I feel like they are just probably used as they go between the U.S. customer and the factory or the government, whatever. So be that as it may, your relationship with them is very important. And to develop a trust with them, it all leads to your experience and what you and how you can grow your business from there. So I think also a lesson that I learned this past year with the product that I'm producing is that you have to have a retailer that can keep moving it for you at a profit. And I say that tongue in cheek, because it's like, well, of course you need to make profit. But many times these retailers, their return policy is so generous that the customer becomes used to it. And many times our product became more like just a rental. They would use it and then return it at the end of the season, and the retailer would take it back. So I would have 5 to 6 pallets of just returns. Luckily, this product I could still resell as a return. There's very hard to damage it. But I think that that needs to be factored in your finances when you actually put together your business plan as to whether you're going to be in this business or not. So with that said, it could become a rinse and repeat business. It could be very, very viable. The other thing is take a look at the category you're thinking of and see how crowded it is, and make sure that your product can instantly get positive reviews and that you don't have negative reviews coming through. With one product that I have, I don't really have to deal with that. Most of the reviews are very good. But one of the products my husband has, it's a very, very crowded area. So he's dealing with people that try to sabotage the reviews, and that can be very tricky to grow with something like that. But I know years ago when I was in clothing, we tried to do a private label hosiery line, and I was the hosiery buyer at the time, and we were working with a factory, and we put a private label for this big department store I worked at, and the customer did not like the private label because they felt as though she needed the brand. She wanted Hanes, she wanted whatever other brands we were carrying, but she wanted the brand name. So it was an instant fail. I mean, we had over 6,000 units that we just needed to get rid of for pennies on the dollar. And it was a lesson that we learned. Unfortunately, we couldn't do it in a small way. We had to jump into it. And, you know, it wasn't anything that I was particularly fond of doing. I was a little green at the time, and I didn't really know if it was a good idea. But the margins were so good that management felt as though we're going to invest in this and we're going to do it. And we learned very quickly that that's just not what the customer wants. So that is like lesson number two. Always make sure you know that the customer will buy what you're going to make. In the field that I'm in right now and the product that I'm selling now, it's an outdoor product, and it does have a brand leader in the category that charges a lot of money for this particular product. And so we can come in at nearly half that retail and still offer a good quality product. So once the customer realized that, the product has been doing very well. So yeah, I just thought I would just give you my thoughts on private label and let you know that it's always not as easy as you might think it would be. You do have to be ready for failure. It could happen. But on the flip side, if you stick to your experience and don't try to push it, just keep rolling with it. Like my Amazon friend told me, 5,000 different SKUs he knows. Now they've got more of a system going where the computer will just spit out the 200 dogs that they haven't sold, but still, it's just something to think about when you're going out and sourcing and you're thinking about what you might want to get into and how you want to grow your business. This could be a very viable segue for you. So I hope you learned something today. And keep the comments coming and let me know what you think. And I hope you guys have a great day. Thanks. Bye.